share the Ramadan with them and tell them and give us some.
Yes, Yad Lepeye. I ain't Yad Lepeye. What is the suffix of the Gemara? Yes, Yad Lepeye. I ain't Yad Lepeye. Pashtas a Gemara is mashma that Peye also has to have a Amire, a Dibur, a Maisa, a Frosha Bepe. Valazadin, Maisa, a Frosha Bepe, like Nedorim. Maybe the Gemara has the same shaila. If yes yad lepeya or ain yad lepeya, hey chadami, ilay medo amar adin ugi lehevi peya vehadei nami ahu peya me'al yasei. Same thing we said legabi kiddushin me'al yasei here. Peya me'al yasei. Kiko mi boyelon ki goin do amar vehadein veloy amar nami. Mai. He said adin ugi lehevi peya vehadein. So the suffix is my. So the bottom here in the Gemara, they bring down that the Pashtas, the Girsa and the Rosh is Mashma, that the Rosh had the same Girsa like the Gemara had Legabi Kiddushin. Same kind of Girsa. My. Hadei Nami Peyke Omar. Oy Dilme. My Vadei Lenafkusa Be'alme. My Vadei Lenafkusa Be'alme. The same way the Gemara had the suffix before. Vadei nami oidil me vead chazoi. Now the Gemara has exactly the same suffix. If vadei nami kaomar, he means that this one will also be paye. Other vadei lenafkuse. This one he wants to use for something else. In our Gemara, we don't have that girse inside. We only had a shailik in doma vadei veloyomar nami mai. Kerenoir says that the Ran was not goyreset. But the Rosh is goyreset. Tesis is not Geiriset, but he's Masbiret. And Be'etzem, the suffix of the Gemara is if it's Yesh Yad Lepeye or Ein Yad Lepeye. If we not Geiriset, so the Gemara has a suffix if Yesh Yad or Ein Yad. If we Geiriset in the Gemara, so we have to say the same thing we explained before in Kiddushin. That could be Lemoshal Peye, could be Chal Be'umdene. Or could be it's Mui Mui Chiyach Be'etzem that he wants to say Va'adei Nami. But the Loshin is Mui Mashma. V'adei lenafkuse. So the matter of the suffix is, if ein yad lepeye, so we go past the lotion, v'adei lenafkuse. If yes yad lepeye, so we say that he meant v'adei nami. Or like the Tesa says, lo yitzir is no different pshat v'adei lenafkuse, so for sure he means v'adei nami. For sure he means v'adei nami.
Even if
it's less than a shir? The Ran says no, for sure, if but a shir. But Mikol Mekoyim, the suffix of the Gemara is if yes Yad Lepeye or Ein Yad Lepeye. Zog the Gemara, Michlal. Dechi Omar Sode Kulo to Heavy Peye, Heavy Peye. A person could make the whole Sode to become a Peye. Ein. Votanya Minayin Shimrotz Alas is Kol Sode Yupeye Oise, Talmud Loimar Pea Sodecho. So the Gemara learns out from this suffix of the Gemara that he said Vadein, if Vadein Nami Koamar, Odein Velafkuse Koamar, that Oise Odom Kol Sode Yupeye. Where we see here in the Gemara that Oise Odom Kol Sode Yupeye. Where we see in the Gemara that Oise Odom Kol Sode Yupeye. We don't have a raya that Oise Odom Kol Sode Yupeye. We have a suffix of Vadein Nami Koamar, or Vadein Lenafkuse. But where we see in the Gemara that Oisa Odom Kol Sadeh Yupeye. So the Rosh learns Pshat, the Ran doesn't speak it out clear. The Rosh said, what is the Rai? The Mashmalei, the Meire Sheloi Nishar Loi Oid Basodeh. The Gemara arises that what it says in the Gemara, when a person has one piece and he says, Hadein Lehevi Peye, and then he says, Vehadein, and then he says, Vehadein, and the second part, that when he says Ve'adein, the Gemara has a suffix if he means Ve'adein Nami, or he means Ve'adein Lenafkuse, has to be that the other part, this is the whole Sode. There's nothing else left. Why? Because if there's something else left, Zog the Rosh, Lama Zogin, he has five rows of things in the Sode. And he said in the first one, Hadein Peye. Then he says Ve'adein. If he says it only on one repeat and two more lines are left, three more lines are left, so what is the tzad v'adein lenafkuse? This is pay, and this I will be using. You have three more lines that you could use. And the tzad that a person means v'adein lenafkuse is only if he has one party did pay it. Now he's talking on the rest, and nothing else is left. And he says v'hadein, so we could mesubeg if he means v'hadein paye v'hadein lenafkuse. This is paye and this is lenafkuse. Other he means v'hadein nami. Abelu yitzuyer anyway is different things left. You will never have a tzad to say v'hadein lenafkuse. And when you don't have a tzad to say v'hadein lenafkuse, so you for sure mean v'hadein nami. We see the lashon harosh inside. The mashmalei, the ma'ir shalei nishar loy oid basode. Midem esapkelei v'dil me'adein lenafkusei koromar, alme shalei nishar loy oid basode loy tzaz beisoy. Ki im ze? So b'meile, from here the Gemara has a raya. So the al-kochoch, the case of the Gemara was that he had two lines. And one he said, arei ze peye. And now he says, v'adein. We mesupik if he means this also, he means forget. This is peye, and this I'll be using. This is payah, and this I'll be using. This is what he meant to say. The mele, but if he has more left, for sure he didn't mean this I'll be using. He anyway could use something else. So the derech agav, we learned out from here, shoy sa'odam kol sa'dayu payah. This is the way the Rosh and the Tesis learned the Gemara. Bring the Rosh, Akasha from the Yerushalmi, oy sa'odam kol sa'dayu payah. It's not true. Lo yisecha lepeh asot chol liksar. State klor in Yerushalmi, before you started to cut, you don't have a parsha of peyeh. You only have a parsha of peyeh if you start to cut a little bit, then you chayev and peyeh. See the Rosh inside. Minayim shimrotz elaso is kol sadeh upeyo is avgav dichsiv lo yisechal ed emashma shekvar hitchil likzo v'omro teyeh lo yisechal ed peyo אבל אם יעשה כל שדה יופיו קודם שיעת חליקצור להיקרים ולהיסחל בירושלם ומשענה לו דגרסים בירושלם פרקה מדפיה עד שלא יקוצר שיבוילס הראשונו לנסחי ושדה יופיה משקוצר שיבוילס הראשונו נסחי ושדה יופיה ביקש לעשס כל שדה יופיה אויסה ואין את הקרום אתם עולה עם הפעסות חו דקיים ודהית חליקצור קרים נהיבקול לפעסות חו דהיינו, כל זמן you didn't cut one is no מחייב בכלל. First you have to have a mechayev. The mechayev is cutting one. After you have a mechayev, then is a halacha, oy sa'odam kol sadeh yupeyeh. But before is a mechayev, you can do kol sadeh yupeyeh. Tesis speaks it out even better. Zog Tesis, he doesn't understand. Trume, the halacha is also, Mishnah state, peyot dover she'en lo yishir. Eilu dvorim she'en lo yishir, Hapeya. Frekter, why en lem shir? You could do the whole sod. But you have to leave one in the beginning, right? You have to cut one. And then you do kol sodeh yupeya. Frekter, tesves. Okay, so you cut one, and then you do kol sodeh yupeya. Truma also. You could mafrish the whole thing. Just you have to leave one piece. Shiyu shiyoreo nikorim. So what is the difference? Peyeh, you cut one little thing, and then everything else is peyeh. Truma, you could do everything truma, chutz from one part. Shiyush shiyoreo nikorim. You could do 99.99 truma, and the rest is chulin. So both of them is 99. What is the difference? Zog tesis, the last tesis. V'loksip shma mino kol asode kulo. Ubilvad shiyat chilikzor meat. V'od etan enami shir... Peyeh ain lo shir, mayir gam kshayitchil likzor. Vim teimar, im kena, mayit lo itnan truma nami, shen lehem shir. Ta truma yochel lasis kol groinoi truma, rak shiyashir me'at, mishum shishiyoreo nikorim. So what is the difference? Peyeh, you have to live a little bit. V'yishloi ma'azok teralom deshateretz. And truma, after I make a carry, and I memareach it, and it's nikmero, Ropne Abayis, all of the keri is chayiv and truma. And the halacha is, you can make kol keri truma, you have to leave one part, shiyu shiyoreo nikorim. You can't do kol keri truma, you have to leave one part, shiyu shiyoreo nikorim. So you have to leave that part, shiyu shiyoreo nikorim. Without that, it's not called Shiyush Yoreh Mikorim. Mashaegin Bepeye, before you started to cut, you don't have a Mechayev. But after you cut, so the one that you cut, he's out of the picture. Now the Sodeh has left. And you could make Kola Sodeh. So this is called Dovo She'en Lo Shiyur. So the one that you cut, he's the Echetim Tzed, the Mechayev of the Sodeh. But after the Sodeh is Chayev, you could do Kol Sodeh you pay it. Mashein Ken Betrumo, the whole Sodeh is Chayev, and you cannot be Mafrish Kol HaSodeh. You cannot be Mafrish Kol HaSodeh. You have to leave one part, Shiyu Shiyuroh Nikorim, but made a Trumo is Yesh Lo Shiyu. You can't do the whole thing. Mashein Ken Peyeh, Peyeh Ein Lo Shiyu. Vinitvi, Lefitesis in the Rosh, the Pshat in the Gemara is that when a person says, Vahadein, Adein Ugyele Heavy Peyeh, this will be Peyeh, and this, if he has a third part left in the Sodeh, for sure that he didn't mean Adein Lenafkuse. He meant this is also Peyeh. If he doesn't have nothing else, we could clear. So from here we had a Raya, She'oise Odom Kol Sodeh Upeyeh. This is the way the Russian Tesis learned the Gemara, that from here we have a Raya, She'oise Odom Kol Sodeh Upeyeh. Frek Tesves. So what is the Cheshbon Lefi the Russian Tesis? What is the Raya that the Gemara was speaking out that is a case, She'oise Kol Sodeh Upeyeh? Why was Poshut that the case is a case of Oise Kol Sodeh Upeyeh? The reason was Poshut that the case is Oise Kol Sodeh Upeyeh was because, if not, so what is the Cheshbon? If the case is not She'oise Kol Sodeh Upeyeh, and again, he has three pieces, three klochim. The first one he made peyeh. Then the second he says vadein. Who said he means vadein nami? Maybe he means vadein nafkusa. It can't be he means nafkusa. If he means nafkusa, he has the third one left. So al kochi means vadein nami. So if you have a tzad that he says vadein nafkusa, only if he doesn't have nothing left. Frek teisves, but he has left. He has the first shibayles. He has the first Shibboilus. So Vali has the first Shibboilus. So what is the Tzad V'Adein L'Nafkusa? Your whole Cheshbon is that they're talking about Oise Kol Sodeh Upeyeh. What is the whole Cheshbon that we're talking about Oise Kol Sodeh Upeyeh? Has to be that we're talking about Oise Kol Sodeh Upeyeh. Because if he has different pieces left, we don't have a tzad that he means v'adein l'nafkusa, because he has the rest l'nafkusa. Al kocho, we're talking that there's nothing else left. So when he says v'adein, we misupik if he means v'adein nami, v'adein l'nafkusa. Frek teisus, but he has the first shiboyles. It's in the end of the Dibura Maschil. Ey, v'otani minayin shimrotz alasis kol asode. So what is the tzad? What is the cheshbon? We have a tzad. What's the ganze cheshbon as what? That al kochov nothing left. Why al kochov is nothing left? Because if it's something left, it's no tzad that in nafkusa. Anyway, he has the first shiboyles. Zok teisves, the first shiboyles was one shiboyles. It's poches mishave pchir. So we're talking about a person that went to the sadeh, cut one piece of chita. And then he said on one part, Lehevi Peye. Now he says, Vadein and the rest. And we misupik if he means, Vadein Nami or Vadein Lenafkuse. But Lu Yitzir is the third part left. For sure he doesn't mean Lenafkuse. Lu Yitzir in the beginning will be more from one Shiboyles. Oh, Lu Yitzir will be more from one Shiboyles. So he is not sad that he means Vadein Lenafkuse. Because he anyway has the other ones.
Again, is the Pruto?
What? As I said the tesis. So it's a modern zach. Lu Yitzuya. He cut in the beginning five pieces. So then we will not have the suffix of the Gemara. It's a big chiddush. Lu Yitzuya, he would have five pieces that he cut in the beginning. There will not be a tzad that he means the nafkusa, because if he's the nafkusa, he has the first ones. You could have said it anyway. These already he cut. They're not here in the Sada now. And steht in the Tesis Nishtaze. Has to be that the first ones that he cut, a mamish boided him. The first ones that he cut, are one chito bilvat. As I said, Tesis. Said, Mikol Makan, the Pshat and the Tesis in the Rosh and the Gemara, it's giboit. That if you don't have a tzad v'adein lenafkusa, for sure he means v'adein nami. The whole tzad that it's not a yad zok derosh, because maybe why it's not, what is the suffix that it's a yad and it's not a loshen gomu? Because maybe he means v'adein lenafkusa. And for adein lenafkusa, you only can say it if there's nothing else left, so you can mefarish v'alof. This is peye, and this is for something else. But if he has different things for something else, he would not say on one part, v'adein lenafkuse. This is the way Tesis and the Rosh learn the Gemara. We'll get back to it in the Hemshech. So what is the Sofek? Mi amrinen, keivon de iskash le korbones, ma korbones yesh lo em yad, af peyo yesh lo yad? Oy dilme, ki iskash le balte acher u de iskash. So what is the Sofek of the Gemara? The suffix of the Gemara is Val Peyo is Iskash le Korbones. Ma Korbones yesh loem yad, af Peyo yesh loem yad. Oy dilme ki Iskash le Balteach ude Iskash. Veiche Iskash de Tanya miimcho zeleket shichecho ve Peyo. This is the Gemara. This is the Gemara. So what is the suffix of the Gemara? Yesh yad lepeye or ein yad lepeye? The case we said, v'adein, v'adein nami, v'adein lenafkuse. So what is the suffix? Mitzad echod yesh yad dum yede korbonets. Mitzad echad yesh yad dum yede korbonets. And mitzad sheni, oidil me ki iskash lebal teach u de iskash. So let me heap tzachon in the Gemara, and this is mamish bepshat. What is the tzad of the Gemara that yesh yad iskash le korbonets? Avu steht in Korbonis that is a yad. Avu steht in Korbonis that they have a yad. We found yad le nedorim, yad le nozir. You're asking me if iskash le Korbonis. Avu steht, so let me gain leat leat. Lefi de rosh. The whole reason we said before that Kiddushin has a tzad that yesh yad that is dum yad in nedorim, and nedorim is matpis and hegdash. So hegdash has a yad, so Kiddushin has a yad, dum yad in nedorim, that is matpis be hegdash that has a yad. So lefi de rosh, hegdash has a yad. It's poshet. But lefi de ra, nedorim is nidre isu. So where we know bichlal that korbonas have a yad? Where we know that korbonas have a yad? Where we know that korbanos have a yad? You have a suffix. If iskash le korbanos, or lo iskash le korbanos. And the mechatei said that korbanos have a yad bichlal. Mechatei, the teretz is the ran leshitosa in davdalen umudbei says that nedorim keshem shem koylelim nidre isur, hem koylelim nidre hegdesh. So wide that the ran says that stam nedorim is leolam and not shloshim yoim dum yede hegdesh. So the Ran says when the Pasuk spoke about Nedorim, Nidre Hegdesh Mo Bichla. So Bemele, the Parsha of Yodes are in Korbanes. So Bemele, we have a Sofek if Iskash le Korbanes or not Iskash le Korbanes. Now listen very Gishmak. This is Bepshat HaGemore, Mamish Bepshat. Before we go into the Lomdus of the Gemore, Bepshat HaGemore. So we have a suffix in yesh yad lepeye or ein yad lepeye. I want to ask you, this suffix of the Gemara has shaykhs to the suffix before if yesh yad lekidushin or not? We had a suffix yesh yad lekidushin, but has shaykhs? Pashas no shaykhs? Why? Lefi de rosh. Kiddushim was the suffix is loshen hegdesh, or it's not loshen hegdesh. Peye is no shaykhs to hegdesh. It's a new suffix. Iskash le korbanes, or lo iskash le korbanes. So we had one suffix, if kiddushin loshen hegdesh, it's like nedorim or not. Peye is no shaykhs to that. But now we have a suffix, we have a hegdesh. So lefi de rosh, it's taken two separate questions. This is the reason the Gemara again repeats. Boye rav pope. First he had a suffix on kiddushin, now he has a suffix on peye. You see later in Dav Zayin will be no more Boyer Rav Pope. Yesh Yad Letzdoke. All of these that are Hemshech of the Droshes, of the Akeshim, you don't give the name of Rav Pope again. Everything comes in the same line. Everything is Rav Pope. Boyer Rav Pope, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. But here these two Shailas don't have Shaychus one to each other. They don't have Shaychus one to each other. These two Shailas don't have Shaychus one to each other. I will now listen carefully. Aber lefi deran lechure, what was the tzad sheyesh yad lekidushin lefi deran? Akiva, what was the tzad that yesh yad lekidushin lefi deran? Mamatzinu, if nedorim has a yad, kidushin has a yad. Peyer can have the same by mamatzinu. Peyer the same. If kal v'chomer, if kiddush and the tzad of yes, not on the tzad of not. I mean, and the tzad that kiddushin you could learn out from the dorim, you can't learn out peyer from the dorim. Lefi the rosh was not tzad to learn kiddushin from the dorim. Hegdesh, no shaych is the peyer. Oh, but lefi the ran that the tzad to learn kiddushin from the dorim was why? Because you have a bememotzino. Because you have a bememotzino. This was the tzad to learn kiddushin from the dorim. So if the tzad to learn kiddushim in the dorim is because we had a bememotzino, so for sure you could learn out peyer. The teretz is the ran came and he added a word in the gemara. Boyer Rav Pope keloimar im timtze loimar bekiddushin ein yad. So I have a suffix and peyer, and the tzad that yesh yad for sure. If yesh yad lekidushin, kal v'chomer peyer is learned out from the dorim b'memotzinu. But on the side that you did not learn out kidushin, so b'meile is no b'memotzinu. So I have a suffix. Maybe kidushin don't have a hekesh. Maybe peyer is better because it has a hekesh. And the side that you do b'memotzinu to the kidushin, who adin that you do b'memotzinu to the dorim? Sorry, and the tzad that you do the kiddushin, what do you do b'mematzinu to pay it? And the tzad that you don't do kiddushin because you don't do b'mematzinu, so maybe you don't have the b'mematzinu, but maybe pay it has a hekesh. This is the ra. Why the Gemara repeats Boyer Rav Pope? Tesis has the kash. He says because in the middle we got mixed up with mechicha. It's not mechicha. Forgot the name of the person. We said it again later. Taki that the shalas are very short. Taki the Gemara doesn't have to say the name again. Oh, I mean, look. So the only Weltfrag Takasha that Tesis Lishitosoi that learned that it's Hegdesh had to learn here the Rosh. And Tesis says here Intim Tzeloima. I think it's Tut Balei Tesis. There's Muchach, all the same. There's a lot of Tesis here in this Amud anyway. Yes, different Balei Tesis. Different Balei Tesis. Taki doesn't shtim. Taki doesn't shtim from one Roye. Maybe it's Taki two different Balei Tesis. Let me show you. Speaking about peyer, we speak if peyer is learned out from korbanos. Man of kimina. I mean, now frektzach de kashe. This is for sure emes. That this is the reason the Ran said imtim tzeloimar, and Tesis and the Rosh didn't say imtim tzeloimar. But the kashe is. What is the tzad not to say by memotzinu? What is the tzad not to say by memotzinu? Arei the Ran said, listen here. Abba, listen good. Arei the Ran said, the tzad to say by memotzinu is, why not? What was the tzad to say kiddushin not to say by memotzinu? What was the tzad not to learn kiddushin? What the Ran said, the first Ran. What was the tzad? Because it has a maise. Peyer doesn't have a maise. So b'meile, peyer needs to be learned by memotzinu. A minute. Peyer needs to be learned out from memotzinu. So we explain, and the time that you learn kiddushin, for sure you have to learn peyer. This is the reason the Ran said, the Gemara says, im tzolema, you don't learn. Because if you learn kiddushin, you for sure learn peyer. Because it's the same. But im tzolema, that you don't learn kiddushin. So b'meile, you don't learn peyer also. But maybe it's a hekesh. This is the way the Ran learned the sugya. Aber now frektzach de kashe. Aber why not to learn b'memotzinu? I mean, the whole reason not to learn kiddushin was because it's a maise. Here is no maise. Who asks this kashe? Rab Kiveiger in Davzayin and Gil Nashas. And the Bura Masril Yeshiad Litzdok. Koshali. A minute, Freddy and Selim, why Rabbi Kiveger is not in the vote? A minute. Oh, but first the cash. First the cash. Freck Rabbi Kiveger, you will see the Gilnashas. Yes, you have to look at it. Horan Leil, boy Rapope Kosav, Hodi boy, we can do Shim Lev, and we can see him in the deal in the Dorim Hamire, the feel of the Dibure Baal Mechaile, Mashain can be Kiddushin. Im Ken, my Mesapke Leochem, it's looking. Hotzdoke the matbis bedibu shaper yeshlim and minadorim. This Rabbi Kiveger's kasha gil nashas. So our kasha beetsim is Rabbi Kiveger's kasha. We ask Rabbi Kiveger's kasha. So the derech halimud bepshata gemore is very glad. The derech halimud bepshata gemore is glad. What is the derech halimud? The lefi de rosh is two different shailas. And kiddushin we had a shaila. It's not a mitzino. The rosh doesn't know from it. Kiddushin is loshen hegdash. Hegdash is kulin out on that. Or you deal with kiddushin and hegdash is two different zachen. But pay is a hekesh. Or the name? Two different zveikes. Two different boy rapopes. The ran learns if you have a mitzino to kiddushin, kal vachoymer to pay. Pay is bichlan nishken dibu. Nishken meise. For sure it's doimet in the dorim. This was the tzad that you could learn it out. So the whole suffix of the Gemara is im timtzoloimar. That you don't say Yad Lekidushin, because you don't say Baba Matzinu, maybe it's a Hekesh. Frank Rabbi Kiveger, but the whole reason not to say the Baba Hekesh Baba Matzinu was, because Kiddushin have a Maise, Tzedakah doesn't have a Maise. We're asking Peah also doesn't have a Maise. Frank the Ein HaSelem, and Frank the world, that the Chomudik Akash is, why Rabbi Kiveger didn't ask it here? Why Rabbi Kiveger waited to Yad Letzdoke? And what is the difference between Tzedakah? Zog the world. Well, you have to know again. Zog the world. So. Zog the Welt Azay. The reason Rabbi Kiveger. The reason Rabbi Kiveger didn't ask the kasha and pay her. Weiss is Rabbi Kiveger knew that dear the kasha we could answer ourselves. What is the answer? What is the whole mile of Nedorim? That bedibure chayle, chmire, mashengin, bemele yad could work. Mashengin kiddushin that need a maise, yad cannot work. We explain from that of the miluim, we explain pshat. The dorim that I make a chalois, my dibur is strong, mamash is a chefze, so a yad also helps, it's a chazak. Mashengen, kiddushin, the dibur is garnished. The chalois is chal with the money. So a shvach a dibur, I can't make a yad. Peye, the dibur is not so strong. Why? A person can go, the dorim, I could go, I see a standard, I could make it also. Right? Myself, I create the whole chalois. Peye, if the soda is not chayav bepeyeh, I can't make it peyeh. Hashem says I have to do peyeh. You're right. Kol zman that I didn't mafrish peyeh, you're allowed to eat it. It's not tevel. Not also to eat. But the pshat is, Hashem is wanting me to do it. And I'm going and I'm helping and I'm doing it. So I'm not so strong. I'm not yesh me'ayin. I'm not a yoytza bereishis. Hashem says, b'daf mach do peyeh, nu mach, enich mach. I'm doing myself. Tzedakah, I'm doing myself, even if it's a chiyuv of maisos. Yeah, but I'm doing a tzedakah. I'm giving money to tzedakah. It's not the pshat that I'm mechuyev to be mafrish peye. B'meile, in peye, vala, I'm mechuyev to be mafrish the peye. B'meile, here, Rabbi Kiveger said, b'meile, so again, is avada, if you learn kiddushin from the dorim, and even the tibur of kiddushin could say ayad, kal v'choyim the tibur of peye. This is when the Rav says, "Intim tzaloima." And the tzad that you learn kiddushin, for sure, yes, yad lepeya. He had to pay hesed, doing a lot much more. But Ivdim Tzilema, and he had the Kiddushin, and we'll say, to say why, because it's not considered so strong. Like the Dibur of Nedorim, and Peye also, I will say, is not in the level. You're right, it's better from Kiddushin. Of a fault, it's not Doimel and Nedorim, so I can't learn it out from Nedorim, but maybe I can learn it out from a Hekesh. Maybe I can learn it out from a Hekesh. The Meir Rav Kivi Eger only asked legabei tzedakah. But again, if we're using this nusach, so when we learn tzedakah, we'll have again an avodah to miyash of Rav Kivi Eger's kasha. We left with Rav Kivi Eger's kasha. So what is the suffix if Rav Popeh legabei tzedakah, and he could learn an alpha b'me motzinu? We'll see, maybe we can answer different terutzim. That Nedorim, the Dibur makes a chalois. Peye and tzedakah is only matnes hanim, it's not a real chalois. So it's a shvacher a Dibur. That could be a teretz and both kashas. Oh, but we today don't want to answer both kashas, because we are trying to answer the Reb Kivayger decided that in Davov it's not shver, and it's only shver in Dav Zayin.
All the halachas you can still decide whatever
one
you want to do.
Avada. Again, neder is like this. One second. Nedorim, the dibur is mamish, could do everything. Kiddushin, the dibur is mamish garnish. Pay something in between, so you can't enough from Nedorim. Again, as one side is that we learn everything out of the Dorim, and the second side is that we don't learn out from the Dorim. The second side of the Gemara is that we don't learn out from the Dorim. This is the second side of the Gemara, that we don't learn it out from the Dorim. So if the second side is that we don't learn out from the Dorim, because the Dorim is better, then the Gemara has to come to Imtim Tzolayim. Mikol Makoyim, this is the first chelek. I want to divide the sugya to two chalok. This is one chelek, the pshat ha-gemore. That lefi the roch, there's no shaykh to the Boyer of Popeh before. It's a separate sofek. If you have a hekesh, you don't have a hekesh. Never working by Mamatzinu, it's one sofek. Mashenge lefi the ran, the sofek is imtim tzeloima. And the tzad of Mamatzinu works like Abi Kiddush and Kalvachoyim that works here. And the tzad that it doesn't work, because dibur is alim. Masha'enken, b'kiddushin, here also the dibur is not alim. We explain because for the Torah was already mechayev, and I'm coming in the mokim of the chiyuv of the Torah. B'meile, I'm not chayev. Now, lo mimamshich, the second chelek of the Ran. And the second chelek of the Ran is dovor ne'elam. Ari the Gemara here says, be'etzem, there's two parts of the sugya. Yesh yad lepeyo, ein yad lepeyo. And in the middle, the Gemara says, "Shmamino from this sofek, oise adam kol sadei upeya." Terch kedei advarim, we learned in our sugya, "She oise adam kol sadei upeya." Kilo b'derech agav, we chab tarayna yalfuse, "She oise adam kol sadei upeya." This will be chab b'derech agav in the sugya. What was the raya? "She oise adam kol sadei upeya." So the Russian thesis came and said, "Mamish teiris." Because if you have to say Vadein Nafkuse, if something else is left, he doesn't mean Vadein Nafkuse. Halkoch, nothing else is left. So Halkoch, he did the whole Sada. So B'derech Agav, we see from here, Shoi Sadam, Kol Sadei Upei. The Ran doesn't mention a word from it. I want to read the Ran. Boyer Rav Popeh. Yesh Yad, Keloimah, Im Nimtzunam B'Kiddushin Ein Yad, Delo Iskash Anadorim, Peh De Iskash Mai, Michlal De Yomar Teh, Visode Kule Peh, Have Kule Peh. Devadai Rav Popeh b'chai gavne komi boyelei. Debahi ugne kamay se'i keshiu. Deiloi afilim temtzulem arinyad lepeye, peye ma'al yese'i. Devadai keivon shi'i tchilas ispeye, ki yomo v'adin legomro niskavim. Elo vadai keivon de'i keshiu b'kamay se'i mi boyelei. What the Ran says. For sure Rav Popeh is talking that the first guy and the first time he was mafrish the shiur the Rabbonon. The Reis Elo shiur the Rabbonon, he was mafrish the shiur. Because if he was not mafrish the shiur, for sure he means Vahadein to finish the shiur. Okay, so he was mafrish the shiur. And now he's mafrish again. Where you see from the Gemara she'oise odom kol sodei upeye. A person stands in the field and Lamazon, he has to give a 60. He says, Arei zepeye, vehadein. He takes another little piece and he says, vehadein. The Gemara has a suffix. Vehadein nami ko'omar, or vehadein lenafkuse. Where you see in Rav Popeh, she'oise odom kol sodei upeye? A minute. So the Rosh came mikoyach this and he said, Al kol choch we're talking. Al kol choch we're talking that what? That is nothing else left. Because if something else is left, he for sure doesn't mean that day lenafkuse. Because if he has something else, then nafkusa. So nothing else is left. So al kochoch, nothing else is left. Not al kochoch, nothing else is left, because if not, he would never mean vadele nafkusa. So the Rai always saw them because of their pair. The Ran doesn't say it. The Kerenoyer says, you know why the Ran doesn't say it? The Ran bichlal is not gerus of the Gemara vadele nafkusa. So he bichlal doesn't have the cheshbon of the Rosh that mistom and nothing else is left, because if not, you can't say vadele nafkusa. The Gemara never said vadele nafkusa lefi the Ran. So what is the Rai? So the Kerenoyer is Merames, and the Netziv and Meroy Mesode. And then it's even Meroy Mesode. So before I start, the Shalmei Nedarim says that the Ran means like the Rosh. The Shalmei Nedarim says that the Ran means like the Rosh. It's Kenny Zayin. Shalmei Nedarim says it. I can be Reis Minei Vebei. The Shalmei Nedarim says that the Ran means like the Rosh. The Meforosh here in the Rashi is Mashma Noch Hapshat. It's not Mashma. Zog the Keren Oiro. And then it's even Meroy Mesode. The Ran learned the Gemore Lomdish. I want to ask you a shayla. Is a chidush she'oise odom kol sodei upeye? What is the chidush she'oise odom kol sodei upeye? What is the chidush? I would think that a person cannot do the whole sodei upeye. Is a chidush oise odom kol sodei upeye? What is the chidush? Trach good. What is the chidush? What? That you're mafkei himself with Rosh Hashanah? Can say. What is the chiddush? Shma mina oise adam kol sodei upeye. Was it said that a person cannot do kol sodei upeye? We mechadesh oise adam kol sodei upeye. What is the chiddush? So you could learn pshat. It says peye. Peye has to be a corner. The whole sodei is not a corner. The whole sodei is not a corner. Kenza? No. Kenza? It's not Maris. The Maris is a corner because he took off one already. Yeah, but it's not a corner. Shem said to leave a peyer. Peyer means a part, not the whole thing. Kenza? Some of this is the way the Rosh learned the Gemara. Was a Salkedait or a person who can't do the whole thing? He has to do a peyer. He can't do the whole thing. And we see here that he could. Kenza? Zog din etziv en meroy mesod en de keren noire beremise. No. You know what is the tzad she ain odom oise kol sodei upeye? The che... Like, what is peye? I mafrish peye and the sode. Aber, if the whole sode is peye, so, and what is peye? Has to be, it's like trumas to maestres. I mafrish truma and something else. Here I have to be mafrish peye and something else. I can't do the whole sode peye. I have to be mafrish the peye and something else. If I'm not mafrish the peye and something else, it's not called that I'm mafrish peye. So it's like a dinafrosh. Avada doesn't make a tevel, but it will be a tzad that the chefze of peye is that I'm mafrish and something else. A minute. If that is true, the Gemara understood that if you are mafrish peye already on the sode, you can mafrish peye a second time, because the sode became patur. So the Gemara means along the Sharia. If a person could be mafrish peya once, and then mafrish peya a second time, so we see that peya is nishkin poitel. It's stamadin. You could do the whole sode peya. So the Gemara means along the Shagimara. If you're telling me that you could be mafrish peya once, and then mafrish peya a second time, but already I patter the sode. The sode is already patu. If the sod is already potu, so how can be mafrish peya again? The Torah says, peya is not pater the sod. Ich mach peya. So I can do the whole sod of peya. No, that part no one taught. No one had a tzad that you have to have a corner. This is Tam. The Rosh learned like that. No one learns like that. That your tzad, the Ran never had a tzad as it. Never the payer, payers. No shaykh. It's called tzad. Not a problem. The Ran didn't have a tzad. You have a suffix. The Gemara doesn't have a suffix. The suffix, if the Gemara learns the minitziv, was if a payer is a poiter or payer is stamadin. If it's a poiter, you can't do the whole tzad. It has to patter something from the sada. It can't be the whole sada. If it's stam achalois, you can do how much you want. Zog the Gemara from the fact that I could be mafrish peyer again and again. How I could be mafrish peyer the second time? How I could be mafrish peyer the second time? And the sada was yoitzer already. I was mafrish peyer. So I was mafrish already. I was yoitzer and gatsen. I was mafrish and I was yoitzer and gatsen. So while I was mafrish and I was yoitzer and gatsen. While I was mafrish and I was yoitzer and gatsen, how I could be mafrish peyer again? From the fact that I could be mafrish peyer again, weißt du, oise odom konso de you peyer. Peyer is not a poiter. So we have two pshotim, the ikar pshata gemore. The Rosh learns, the Suffolk was tam. Maybe you can't do the whole thing. It has to be epis. Zog the Gemara, I have a raya. Al Koch, this person did the whole thing. Because if you didn't do the whole thing, how you will explain that Daniel Nafkusa? He anyway has more things to spend. Says so this payer, this to spend, and what is this? Al Koch, he means this payer and this payer. The rest you will spend. Al Koch, there's nothing else left. And he says, Adain payer, that Adain, I will use the Nafkusa. So the raya from the Gemara is Becheshman. Stam Cheshman. Mistome, we're talking that he was mafrish kol asada. The Ran doesn't say that this is the case. Zek the Keranoir, if the Ran doesn't say that this is the case, so it's not the case. It's not the case. So while the Ran is not saying that this is the case, Zog de Kerenoiro avada, the person was not meant. Zog de Chasam Sofer here. La aloche ichoba machlekes, Ran and Rosh. If a person has a field of 100, yeah, a big sada. And he went on one piece and he said, I raise a payer. And he goes to one more piece and he says, Vadein. Lefi de Rosh, it's for sure payer. But of them, we never had a tzad Vadein and Afkuse. Masha'engi lefi de Ran, Zeus feiku shalagimore. As I Zog de Chasam Sofer. So Ledin is only Chasam Sofer, is only Afkimin at the two Pshatim. Because Lefi the Ran, Lefi the Rosh, only if he says Vadein and all of a sudden we have a suffix if he means an Afkus or a Peyer. But if he says on one piece and there's a big sudden left, and Vadein he means Vadein Nami. Masha'en Kein, Lefi the Ran, we're talking that it's a big sada. Just he said in the second piece, the suffix of the Gemara, Vadein Avi, Vadein and Afkuse. Aber Zog the Gemara, if the fact that you could be mafrish payer twice is a raya, then it's not a din poiter. If it's a raya that's not a din poiter, it's a raya, oh, it's a hotam kol sada you pay. The same lump that you could make the whole sada pay.
Why is it
Zerus
Fagus and Gemara? This is only to get to the suffix.
Right. No, so the feed them will be a suffix of Gemara, right.
The Gemara has to come out in the end
and say, now we have a suffix. The few. Why? The Gemara is moichiach from here that was pashat and a puppet like that. It's not a suffix of the Gemara. The Gemara says, mucha from here, that this is what a puppet holds. Right? This is what the Gemara says. No, that the machleik is ran v'rosh la'aloche. The case of yesh yad lepeye. What if he had one uge and he said on the second one v'adein and his left more things? Lefi the rosh b'chai gavne, the Gemara doesn't have a suffix. Because b'chai gavne, val lemai says more things left, he doesn't mean v'adein l'nafkuse, and lefi the ran will be a suffix. This is the pshat of the netziv. And the Kerenoiro, and Azei Klal Yisrael Gelun Pshat B'Das Haran.
Where is it to my Sefrash?
Avdem kum de Kerenoiro and Frek Tashtar Kekash. The Mishnah Lemelech has a Sofek, our Sofek, the Mishnah Lemelech, and Matnes Anim, the last, in Perik Aleph, the last Aloch is a very big Mishnah Lemelech. Towards the end, the Mishnah Lemelech clears the Shaila. Clears the Mishnah Lemelech. Truma, he says, if a person is mafrish truma, he can't go again and mafrish another truma. It's already chulin. Clear the Mishnah Lemelech. If a person was mafrish peyer And after he was mafrish peye, he wants to be mafrish again. He could or he cannot?
That's our gemara.
A minute. You think I'm stumbling the Mishnah Melech now? Clear the Mishnah Melech. If a person is mafrish peye, and now he wants to be mafrish again, he could be mafrish peye again or not. So the Mishnah Melech, lemain afkemina, let him to do it. Let him to do it. He wants to do hefker, let him to do it. A person can do with his money what he wants. So the Mishnah Melech nafkemina, that peye is potu mimaisa. And hefker, after it's chal already, it's not potu. So nafkemina, if it'll be potu mimaisa or not, yeah, shayla will be potu or not. As I clear the Mishnah Melech, and he says this lamdas, if it's a pointer, after the soda was nifter already, there's no mocker to be mafrish again. If it's not a pointer, so then he could do it again. Zok the Mishnah Melech, motzosi gmora ben adorim, davov uderan, that is mefurish that he could be mafrish again. Zog the Mishnah Melech, it's not a raya bichlal. Yehuda, it's not a raya bichlal. Why it's not a raya bichlal? It's not a raya bichlal. Why it's not a raya bichlal? Our Gemara is betoich kedei dibu. Our Gemara is betoich kedei dibu. B'meile, it's one maise. He says, teida. If it's not the Turkey de Dibur, he says, what is going on here? Hadein havi peye. After 5 minutes, he says, Vehadein. We don't know what he wants, anyways. The whole krach of atpose, he says, our sugi is atpose. It's the Turkey de Dibur, he says, this is peye, Vehadein. But if it's not Turkey de Dibur, what is the Vehadein? So al kochach, our sugi is Turkey de Dibur. Again, as zok the Mishnah LeMelech. Our sugi, he says, I had a suffix, if you could be mafrish peye again or not. I was misupik. Zog the Mishnah Melech, I have a raya from our Gemara. Shteit in our Gemara, that you mafrish peye once, and then you mafrish again. Oh, shayla, it's chal, it's not chal. Oh, but the first line in the Gemara state, that if he says, v'adei nami, it's for sure chal. Don't state klo. How it's chal, he was already mafrish. Nifshito a shayla. Mishnah Melech was very happy, he found a raya to a shayla. So the Mishnah Melech, it's not a raya bichlal. Our sugi mistome is betoich kedei dibur. And not only mistome, he says it has to be. Because if not, the Vehadein doesn't have no mashmos. Zog dem de kerenoicho, chas v'sholem. If it's betoich kedei dibur, so it's one maise. If it's one maise, so it's not afrosha after afrosha. So what is the raya shoy sonem kosone yupeye? What is the raya shoy sonem kosone yupeye? We explained that the raya is melomdes, not like the rosh. If you could do twice, so it's not a din poiter, so I could do the whole sada. This was the whole cheshbon. If I could do twice, so b'meile, al kochoch, it's not a yisoyin of poiter, it's a kochoch, stam a din, so b'meile I could do kol ha-sada. Mishnah Melech clears if it's a poiter or not, he says, if it's poiter, you can do. If not, not. I the Gemara, no, the Gemara is Vasachas. Ah, it's Vasachas. If it's one mice and it's Vasachas, so it's not that you're doing two mice. It's not that I'm doing two mice. So what is the Raya? He said, of course, they pay. If you look like the Rosh, like the Tesis, no, Stam, it's Stam, we're talking, there's nothing left. So the Raya of the Gemara was Zaitik. Oh, but Zog, the Kerenoi Raya was Meyasin to you in the Ran, that it's a Lomdus. And the Mishnah Melech bought the Ran. How the Mishnah Melech could say that the Ran is betoich kedei dibur? Arei if it's betoich kedei dibur, so it's one maise. If it's one maise, so al kochoch, you don't have a raya that it's a poiter. Arei this is the longest of the Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Melech cleared if I could do two maisim or not, and the answer is betoich kedei dibur, so we don't look at it like it's two maisim. If we don't look at it like it's two maisim, so what is the raya? He saw them call so that you pay.
No, Master, the Shulam Zalman says you pay, then it's pay, then now what you say about
Again, the Mishnah Melech has a shaila if I could do it twice. What is a shaila for a person? It's a poiter or not? If it's a poiter, you can't do it twice or not. Zog the Mishnah Melech le'olam, it's a poiter, and you can't do it twice. Here, betoch in the dibur, it's one ma'aser. If it's one ma'aser, what is the raya? Shall I saw them closer to your pay?
It has to be something in between.
I thought it has to be. Shaila what, Moshe?
Like we answered Rabbi Kiveiger.
What is the Shaykh of Rabbi Kiveiger?
We said Rabbi Kiveiger.
But what is the Shaykh of Rabbi Kiveiger?
It's a
Dibur Chola. So what? We have a Shaila if it's a Poiter or not. If it's a Poiter, you can't do twice. If it's not a Poiter, you can do twice. If it's a Poiter, you can't do the whole Sadeh. If it's not a Poiter, you can do the whole Sadeh. Right, this was the tzushtal, the way the Keren Oiro and the Meroi Mesode understood the sugi al derech haran. This is the way they remind me the sugi al derech haran. That the raya from the Gemara Oy Sodom Kol Sodeyu, what is the raya Shoy Sodom Kol Sodeyu Peye? How I have a raya Shoy Sodom Kol Sodeyu Peye? Where is the raya? Where is the raya Shoy Sodom Kol Sodeyu Peye? I don't have a raya. We're not talking that he did the whole Sodeh. We're talking that he did two parts. The answer is, but it's a love the Shariah. The Mishnah Melech clears himself if a person could do it two times or not. Zog the Mishnah Melech, maybe lo'ilam he cannot. And the reason you could do here is because it's talking edibu. The Pashas, he means talking edibu, then it's one ma'aser. If it's one ma'aser, so what is the raya? Show his Sodeh, because so that you pay it. And the Keren Oiro bleibt zorichir. The Keren Oiro bleibt zorichir. Again, if the Mishnah Melech didn't learn as this the Pshat in the Sugya, and he learned like the Rosh, and he learned like the Teisves, and he thought that the Ran is al derech HaRosh ve'ha Teisves, then ain't a Chanami. Then ain't a Chanami. What? It's Mucha, but you see, we could answer, we have to say different Pshat. Say, doesn't help that it's Mucha. We have to know what is the raya from the Gemara. We're holding in the Shver guide, what is the raya from the Gemara? What is the raya from the Gemara? She'oise odom kol sodeyu peye. This is the Shver guide of the Sugya. What is the raya? We explain the raya along the Shiraya. That the raya is belondes. If the raya is belondes, so the Mishnah Melech has a good raya from the Sugya. Zog the Mishnah Melech is bevasachas. Eina chenami, it's talking edibu. If it's talking edibu, so meli, you don't have a raya. So in Mir, they want to say a different nusach. To try to gain this nafkemina. Again, I want to explain. The tzurse de shmeise, even before the nuschoes, the tzurse de shmeise is we have ma'alach rosh and teisves le'uma saran. Lefi the teisves, the sofik of the gemara of Oy Sodom Kol Sodeyu Peye is tam a sofik, and the gemara brings a cheshben dikaraya, not belondes. Al kochoch, this person was talking that there's nothing else left, because if not, you can't say v'adel in afkusa. Ah, there's nothing else left, is a raya Oy Sodom Kol Sodeyu Peye. Nothing a raya. Zaytik Raya Poshut the Cheshbon, and we go weiter. The Ran did not mention that Cheshbon. So the Ran for sure learns that the Raya is from the fact that I could do twice, is the Raya Sha'oisa Odom Kosta that you pay. We explained it Lomdus. That we have, what is the Shaila if Oisa Odom Kosta that you pay? Not Stam if you could do the whole thing. If it's a Poiter, you can't do the whole thing. What is the shaila if you can do twice? If it's a poiter, you can't do twice, like the Mishnah Melech wanted to say. Meila zog the Gemara, if you can do twice, you can do kol sodeyu you pay it. The problem is, the Mishnah Melech said, so la'alocha, he wanted to pass it and you can do twice, and he said, chas v'shalem, the sugi is b'terken edibu, and he bought a raya that it's b'terken edibu. So the shaila is a barazay, so we left without a pshat in the Ran. So we're saying again, Avada, the cheshbon in the Ran is that the raya she'oise odom kol sodeyu peye is from the fact that I could do it twice is a raya she'oise odom kol sodeyu peye. From there is the raya. From the fact that I could do it twice is a raya she'oise odom kol sodeyu peye. From there is the raya. From there is the raya. Oh, but the shaila is, but it's b'terken edibu. So we have to say it a little bit in an andere nusach. A little bit in an andere nusach. The raya is from the fact that I could do two, I could do the whole sadeh. But not that the shaila was if it's a poiter or not. Even if it's a poiter, here it's talking the dibu. Even if it's a poiter, you could do the whole sadeh. It patterns the first chita that you cut. The shaila in the sugya was not if it's a poiter or not. It could be a poiter and you could do the whole sadeh. It could be a poiter and you could do twice because you're doing it b'terech kedei dibu. So what was the suffix if oise adam kol sadeh you pay it? What was the suffix if oise adam kol sadeh you pay it? Here we have to have, I want to leave it with Hashem tomorrow, we'll finish it, and we'll go by it.
Cherish standards.